Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. In Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 through 27, Jesus tells us, "If you want to be my faithful follower, you must give up your way, take up your cross, and follow me. Hanging on to your life will cause you to lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it." When I think of Jesus' words, several things strike me. First, the faithful follower must have a healthy biblical knowledge. Not merely insight into the Bible, Jesus, and God. They must have a relationship with Jesus. A faithful follower is no stranger to Jesus and knows Jesus' commands about taking up their cross. Jesus says no one enters the kingdom without being born of the Spirit. A faithful follower is genuinely born again. Scripture states that anyone who belongs to Christ becomes a new person. Daily, the faithful follower walks with Jesus and submits to him. Second, a faithful follower has a divine call. If you are indeed a born-again believer, you are called by God. Think of a calling as an invitation or royal summons to leave what you are doing to serve others. Additionally, your calling almost always involves your talents, abilities, and life experiences. Your calling is an inner leading from God that agrees with Scripture. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15, Jesus commands all believers to go into the world and proclaim the good news. Scripture clearly emphasizes a fundamental truth. How will people hear unless someone proclaims? One biblical model of expanding the kingdom is by our spreading the good news. A third thing that strikes me from Jesus' words, a faithful follower has intentional, purposeful, consecrated motives. Jesus' whole motivation is intentional, purposeful, and consecrated. Consecrated in its most basic form can mean set apart. If one looks at the other leaders of Jesus' day, their motives were about following Moses' law. Jesus' motives are about bringing light and life to all. Jesus' ministry was set apart. Like Jesus, the faithful follower's motivation is to bring God's will and glory, point others to Jesus, and have the best intentions for the church and humanity. The final thing that strikes me, a faithful follower leads by example. Jesus was not merely suggesting we take up our cross. Jesus gave himself the sacrifice on the cross. Jesus led by example. When we lead by example, we lead, not drive, we feed, not destroy. We practice what we preach because we understand that we reflect Jesus, who is the light of the world, and like a city on a hilltop, we are not hidden. What makes a faithful follower? While not exhaustive, solid biblical knowledge, a divine call, intentional, purposeful, consecrated motives, and leading by example. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.